I think it's up to us to have conversations about these different topics.
I agree, because I think we have the opportunity to help educate people in knowing what other avenues are out there for safeguarding and investing their money.
Krista Allen, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tim Bray?
Good for a Monday morning.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're on the cusp of creating something that is going to attract a lot of people.
With our series here of...
And this is the most calm you're probably going to see us at
Absolutely.
Any point in time right now.
Mm-hmm.
As the market changes, I know things are pretty subdued at this point, and some of that is coming off a weekend. The other is we just had two banks that failed.
Yeah, right? That's big news on a Monday morning.
So Signature Bank and then Silicon Valley Bank. And I know that there are a lot of people out there that are questioning the financial institutions and how safe their money is
mm-hmm.
right now. I think it's up to us to have conversations about these different topics.
I agree, because I think we have the opportunity to help educate people in knowing what other avenues are out there for safeguarding and investing their money.
Yeah, so banks right now, I thought banks were safe as it gets.
Mm.
But I guess the one thing with these two banks that we have to say is with both of these institutions, they were top heavy in crypto.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I think like anything else, and we're going to talk about safeguarding people's funds, what they can do to reach their financial goals. It's going to be different for every single person, but diversification is probably key
mm-hmm.
to everything. And I think with what the lessons we can learn with those banks are, they weren't all that well diversified.
Right.
So if somebody were to come to us, and we're in the real estate industry, and they said, look, I just came into some funds. Maybe it's $100,000. Can you help me with that? What am I to do? Like what should I do to help myself get the biggest return or yield on that money? What are some questions we would ask them?
I think we need to sit down and understand where, in terms of real estate, what their goals are. Are they looking for using the money to buy a home for themselves? Are they looking for an investment property? What really appeals to them? Because we could find opportunities for them from both an investment and residential perspective. I'm thinking multifamily. But it's really sitting down and starting to understand their goals, their needs, and then talking through what it would mean to invest in real estate. Because we do have options, whether it's physical real estate or a rent.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a whole different topic, right?
Yeah.
A real estate investment trust. But I think what you just said is absolutely imperative. It's the key to anything is in helping somebody else is understanding where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
right? What their objectives are. Are they short term? Are they long term? And is there a vehicle that we can put them in that's going to help them get to their
right.
destination?
Exactly. Because that helps us build our strategy. If we have no idea where our end goal is, we're not going to be of any service to them, nor are they going to meet any of their actual goals or needs.
And a solution may not be real estate.
Right.
No, they may come to us and, we're not financial advisors, but we do know some pretty good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the ability to say, look, what you're explaining to us, what you're looking for may not be in the form of real estate.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So being able, knowing that it's not going to put any money in our pocket, but we're going to do the right thing by those people, I think is half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, and it's been some years, since 2008, we've been spending time creating a set of tools or vehicles that will help our clients to reach those destinations. And I'm really excited, even though it seems like we're on the cusp of a downturn, now it's time to actually turn the key in the ignition and
yeah.
utilize those tools to help our clients
yeah, exactly.
get to that spot.
Well, for us, because we share a sick love for data.
Could be.
So I think it's capitalizing on using the data-driven tools that have been created behind
yep.
the scenes to prepare for opportunities like this, where the market is a bit on a downturn or heading in that direction, and leveraging data and analysis to help advise people is really going to to help people make the right decisions in a market that, you know, at times people would often shy away from.
But hold on, in the past, like the past few years, it didn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. And so if there's a real estate professional, and we don't offend anybody that's out there, but although I really don't care, to their defense, if you haven't been through a real estate cycle before and you've witnessed real estate in the past few years, you literally could have had a pulse, put a property in the MLS. Mm-hmm. There's been so much demand for real estate that it made you look like an absolute rock star. And as soon as the days on market start to creep up, and you start to say, well, hold on, this has never happened before. Properties haven't stayed on the market.
Yeah, right.
What do I do now? This is where that financial analysis comes in. This is where having that, being able to interpret data mm-hmm. has such a major impact on other people's lives. So I'm excited for what's to come. I don't want to see anything bad happen to anybody, but we all know the fallout of a change in a real estate cycle. We're prepared. We're here to weather the storm. And we're going to help other people do the same thing.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to doing that with you and the other group members. So
I am
looking
too.
Forward to it.
I think that we often look at, or you know, buyers, investors may look at a market like this and think that they're in a position where they need to really just hold tight, that there isn't going to be opportunity. But to truly do the right analysis using the data that we have at our hands and identify opportunities. So for me,
that's it.
I look at, you know, a market that we're likely going to see coming into that there's a ton of opportunity for investment. You can buy things really low at a discount. And, you know, we all know the market comes back around. So then you're ready to catch the wave as it comes back and you've probably bought at a really good price. If you put in a little bit of money into that investment, now you're really sitting on something that could turn some revenue for you, or you hold on to it and just continue to grow it. But it does create a great opportunity for investing in a downward turn market if you have money available.
How about, so let's keep your powder dry.
Right. Yes.
So let's look at what we'll do going forward. We're here to add as much value to the consumer as we possibly can. So what we're going to do is we're going to dice this up and we're going to look at these different investment opportunities. And we're going to weave in some of the tools that we utilize that we think give our clients a competitive advantage mm-hmm. and will allow them to have a level of transparency in the marketplace that they may not have had otherwise.
Right.
So if you haven't unsubscribed, and you want to be educated, entertained, and slightly offended, then make sure that you follow us, like us.
Absolutely.
We're going to be all over the place.
Follow our podcast. It's live anywhere on all podcast platforms. Make sure you like us on YouTube so you can stay connected to all of our content that we're putting out and all the other social media platforms like Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. See you next time.